the Saturday Light Brigade. You picked a great day to tune in for our Youth Expression Showcase. Thank you for being here today. Something we've been doing for several years now is working with Gilda's Club of Southwestern Pennsylvania. For 4 years now, they have had a teen writing and art contest. The idea is to provide a venue for teens who have had personal experiences with cancer to express themselves through stories, poetry, and art. And if you're not aware of Gilda's Club, the purpose of Gilda's Club is to give kids a place just to be able to really have social and emotional support, a place to hang out. Men, women, teens, and children diagnosed with cancer and family and friends are able to have a comfortable place to be. And Gilda's Club here in Pittsburgh is in the Strip District. And if you would like more information, it's gildasclubwesternpa.org. I'll share more information about Gilda's, including their phone number and that website address, in just a moment. But I've got five people here who are going to share their stories or poems. We'll find out from all of them, each of them, what they did. And why don't we start from the Ellis School? It's Cavellis, is that
Cavellis.
Right? Cavellis. I'm sorry, Cavellis. She's a ninth grader at Ellis. First, is there anybody you would like to acknowledge or say hello to?
I'm sure. I'd like to say hi to my brother, who's my inspiration for my art and my writing, and my best friend, Alicia, who supports me in everything I do.
And that's Cavellis and Alicia.
Yes.
What's your brother's name?
Kevin.
And tell me a little bit, if you don't mind sharing, how this story came about.
Sure. When my brother was little, he was diagnosed with leukemia, and I'm younger. He's my older brother, and so that really had an impact on my life, and it's changed my life and his life both, and I just thank God that he survived.
How many years apart are you?
4.
And you wrote a story called Strength Comes from Battle, a poem.
Strength comes from battle. Strength came from battle, and it just came to my mind thinking back on the experience.
Do you feel comfortable sharing it?
Sure. Well, my poem is entitled Strength Came from Battle. Siblings, they fight. Brother, he's older. He's there. He's annoying. He's strong. The happiness of not being alone. But what happens when one is put to the test? Everything changes with one diagnosis. Cancer. His days of life become numbers, like math on the board. Doubts are like clouds, blocking the light, shattering the sun. But he's too young, she's too innocent. Both do not understand what failure can mean, so there's only one option. Look at adversity and believe. You won't control me. Having hope, and in a world like this, it's the only thing he has, the thing he holds on to. When no one else does, not even the docs, it remains the reason he fights, the reason to breathe, the reason to strive. His family stood there every step of the way, day after day, not even a doubt. So why bother count? Put your faith in the sky and reach for the moon. Easy to say, yet harder to do. He still made it through. Every day is a gift, reminder of the challenge they conquered. Believe you can fly and you'll surely soar is what motivates me, pushes me more. My brother survived what seemed the impossible. He's living proof. Miracles can happen. Dreams do come true. Hope is what saved. Faith can move mountains. I'm the sister of a survivor who fought. So never give up. Value each day. Move nowhere but forward. Courage is strong. Doubt is still weak. Throw a smile at the present and believe in the future. When that's all you can do, make it feel bright and shine through the night. Thank you.
people, you know, and it takes a lot of courage to write about something so personal, too. How old were you when your brother was diagnosed?
I think he was about six, so I was about two or three.
That had to be so frightening to you. Do you remember it pretty well?
Yeah, I do remember. I wasn't really in the hospital as much as he was in the hospital. I just think for like my mental sanity, and I just think we were both so young that we both didn't really quite understand what he was diagnosed with. And when the doctor said, "You only have a few days to live," we didn't really understand what that meant. And we just never wrapped our heads around it. And I think that's a good thing.
And he's healthy today?
Yep, he's perfectly healthy today. He just turned 18, and so that's great.
Thank you for sharing that.
No problem.
And one of your classmates, a year older than you, I think, right, a class ahead of you, is Jordan Washington, who is sitting next to you, also from the Ellis School. And Jordan, her story is 7 years and 364 days, also a poem. I said story, but I should say poem. It actually, I do have notes that tell me those things. I just don't bother to read them sometimes. Jordan, can you tell me the inspiration for your work?
Yes. So basically, I just wrote this poem because my mom's sister was diagnosed with bone cancer about 40 years ago. And although I wasn't, you know, around during that time, my family constantly talks about her. And now I have a granddad who has cancer, and I've had close friends, dads who have cancer. And so basically, I just wanted to talk about her story and how even though she was only 7 years old, she still had this incredible amount of faith and strength, and she never gave up. And my mom always tells me how she never complained or anything like that. So I just thought it was important to tribute her. And also, my middle name is named after her, so I also thought it was important to do that.
Yeah, I remember both of your stories, but I just now remembered reading your poem, too, before. Here is Jordan Washington.
Okay. 7 years and 364 days. I never knew you, but I hope I will. They said the pain you went through was hard to heal. You were small and you were young, yet you kept thanking God that a new day had begun. Cancer had found you, but you would not give in. That parasite attacked you and took you within. It attacked your body, but not your soul. Your spirit was great, and you had a heart full of gold. Family cried, knowing the end was near, yet you kept a smile on your face, and you were still full of cheer. Pause. Can they hear that? Do they see that? 7 years and 360 days, your heart beat slower. 7 years and 361 days, your bones grew weaker. 7 years and 362 days, your fate is near. 7 years and 363 days, you showed no fear. 7 years and 364 days, your eyes close. Your heart stops. As you left this world, you said hello to a new one. Thank you.
It's really well done. Before I turn away from the two of you, I'm just curious, do you both like to write a lot? I mean, do you see yourself maybe becoming writers? Or I should say writing for a living. You already are writers.
Yeah, I do like to write, but I also have other things. Like, I also like to do music, but writing also plays a part in that as well. So I think it's a good way to, you know, just let all your feelings into what you're writing, and yeah, I enjoy writing a lot.
Kibbalese?
I like writing. I never thought of myself as a writer until I started writing poetry and enjoying it, and I also don't necessarily picture myself doing it for a living, but more as a hobby. Because I'd like to go into medicine.
Well, you both are very talented, and really being able to articulately express yourself matters no matter what you do. But thank you both for sharing those with us. Now, next, we're going to go to some other entries, and Dan is going to join us. He's from North Hills High School. We're also going to speak with Christina, who's from Seneca Valley, and then Kenzie. I think we'll start with Christina. And can you tell me a little bit about what you wrote, Christina, and what inspired it?
I wrote something about my sister Elizabeth, who was recently diagnosed with a really rare cancer called rhabdomyosarcoma.
And how old is she?
She's 20.
And how is she doing?
She's doing pretty well. The treatment's going really well, and she's in really high spirits, so.
I'm glad to hear that. By the way, if you want to send a message to any of the writers, you can go to slbradio.org in our instant input page. And if I seem distracted for a minute, it was because somebody just did that, who's from Wilkins Township. Does anybody know? A guy named Michael in Wilkins Township, who says, "Good luck, kids." So, whoever it could
thank
be.
You, Michael.
Yes, thank you, Michael. That's a nice, message. Let me. It could be that he was talking about the Fairchild kids too. All those messages just came in a couple of seconds ago. So, Christina, you're at Seneca Valley, and you wrote an essay. And do you want to share some of it with us?
Yeah, I'll share an excerpt from it. It's basically telling how cancer has positively actually affected my life, which is a lot of people don't think happens. So, it wasn't when I found out Elizabeth had cancer that was the worst day of my life. It wasn't the 10-hour surgery where we found out that this was going to be a big fight ahead of us. It was when I saw her with that tube on down her throat. Because that is when I learned that this wasn't about me. This was bigger than me. This was about her. About family. Family is more important now, as are friends. The bonds I've developed with my family are everlasting. Cancer has also taught me to appreciate the little things in life. The small gatherings we have on a birthday or the trips to the mall, because now it's not so easy to do that anymore. I learned that getting an F is not the end of the world, and that saying my life sucks isn't very fair to the rest of the world. The fight may occur in one person, but Elizabeth is not alone. I will take care of her and love her and fight with her. Because even though I can't exactly do something to make the cancer go away, I can do something to make her fight harder. That's all she could ever ask for. I appreciate life more now, and as ironic as this might sound, I owe it to cancer. Living with cancer is like being in a prison, but that doesn't mean you can't break out. The quote from the Kung Fu Panda is how I will end my excerpt. The past is history, the future is a mystery, and today is a gift. That is why we call it a present.
And Elizabeth just wrote to you. Christina, your writing is beautiful and touches my heart. I'm so proud of you. Thanks for helping me fight. I love you, Sissy. That was really beautiful. Thanks. Have you thought about writing? Or
I love it. I love writing. I think it's going to be something I stick with to like the end.
It really shows. Thank you for sharing that and for writing it. Dan is next. And Dan's entry is on this page. Found it finally. Dan, tell me a little bit. You're from North Hills High School, and can you tell me your inspiration for writing this?
Yes. Last year, my mother was diagnosed with ocular melanoma, which is a form of eye cancer, and she has lost sight in her left eye. So, yeah, that's why my inspiration for writing this.
That has to be just horrible to. All of these situations can be difficult. Christina brought out the positive, but somebody as strong as your mom, you know, to witness that. And did you write a narrative or a poem?
An essay.
Great. Can you share it with us?
Okay. I have learned to cope with living with someone affected with cancer by imagining what kind of difference would be made in my life if I went through what they are going through, and by putting my enjoyment of 5K races to a good cause. To start off, I had initially assumed something like this couldn't happen to my family. I do realize that it can happen to anyone, but I would have always end up saying, what are the odds? Something like this happening to a loved one is unlike anything I had previously seen. What I previously assumed was that all my immediate family and relatives would die of old age, just like my grandparents, great aunts, and uncles that had passed away previously during my lifetime. What struck me around this time 1 year ago was truly life-changing. My initial reaction was the hope that it wouldn't be the worst possible outcome. Unfortunately, what happened really happened, and cancer is cancer. In April of 2012, my mother was diagnosed with choroidal melanoma, and a form of eye cancer. Because of her diagnosis, she had to make frequent trips to Philadelphia for evaluation and surgery at Wills Eye Hospital. She also had to deal with the fact that she would not regain sight in her left eye after the treatment and surgery. Fortunately, we believe that her treatment was effective on her tumor. Since then, her follow-up checkups have shown good results. However, we have to live with the possibility that her cancer could recur. This occurrence affected my life in a way that made me very confused. The reasons include the fact that I am a very healthy and active person, and the rest of my family feels compelled to do the same. My mother greatly enjoyed going to the gym, swimming, and jogging, and still does. What really threw me off was that I was used to seeing illness take over the lives of my non-immediate family, and even then, it was a very confusing time where the only way I could react was to hope for the best for them. The first thing I did when I heard that my mother would lose sight in her left eye was to imagine myself in her shoes. The way I did this was by occasionally briefly doing a daily task, such as doing homework or reading while only using one eye. At that time, I realized how painful it must be for someone to go through that every day. My mother is a very strong and courageous person for not giving up in such a desperate time. She's the type of person that will not only say, "When life gives you lemons, make lemonade," she is the person that will actually do it.
That's very well written. You're a senior this year?
Yes, I just graduated.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Do you know what's next?
I will be attending Ohio University next fall.
What are you going to study?
Parks and Recreation Management.
Excellent. Believe it or not, we have somebody who works here that graduated from OU.
Oh.
And in fact, he went to North Hills.
Oh, wow.
How about that? So, because you don't run into that many OU people, at least I don't think you do.
Yeah.
Andy Collier studied audio production and media arts, I think was the official degree at OU. Congratulations. That's well done. We're going to take a short break, just a short one, and then we have one more to share. Kenzie is going to share her story. Kenzie Elder is from Valley School of Ligonier, ninth grade. And by the way, if you want to pass along any words of congratulations, in fact, Jesse Yates is writing in advance, Kenzie. And she writes, "Your writing is a gift to everyone who knows you. It's been a pleasure to teach you." Oh, Jesse must be
my English teacher.
Your English teacher. How nice. Thank you for sharing your voice with the world. And thank you. And also, Kenzie, all your fans are coming forward here. Do you know the Frenzels?
The Frenzels are my cousins.
Oh, okay. The Frenzels. They're from Carmel, Indiana.
Yes, they are.
How about that? We're always thinking of you and Maggie. You carry on her legacy and spirit by remembering her through your writing. And we love you. And I guess that helps explain. Tell me about Maggie.
Maggie was my little sister. She was 11 years old, and she passed away from Ewing sarcoma on February 22nd, 2011, 12.
So it's been just a little under 2 years.
Yes.
Now, and you are 14?
I'm 15.
15. Gosh. I can't imagine. And your story, I'm sure, is going to help explain. Are you ready to share?
Yeah. I entitled this Going On. Have you ever had something or someone that you would trust your secrets, your things, your life with? And then you wake up one day and it's gone? You've never been without it. You aren't sure how to go on without it. You don't really want to go on without it. My family has recently gone through a tragedy. We had no idea that cancer would infest Maggie's small, delicate body, but it did. We had no idea that she would be forced into a wheelchair, never to run again, but she was. We didn't know that within months she wouldn't even be able to stand, but it happened. We had no idea that 8 months after being diagnosed, she would die in her sleep, but that's what happened. There aren't many things I regret, only a few hundred. I didn't always read to her when she wanted to be read to. I wasn't always there when she needed me. I didn't tell her I loved her near enough times. She would disagree with all of this, of course, merely because she loves me and would never want to cause me pain. That is, unless it's physical. We used to wrestle. Or more, I would be tackled by a snarling, kicking, biting, scratching girl half my size. It hurt a lot. But hey, who am I to go beating around children 2 years younger than me? I let her win. The one thing I regret the most is that I never got to say goodbye. I was in my room listening to music and doing homework when Jim came in crying. I knew what would come out of his mouth before he spoke, but I didn't want it to be true. Kenzie, Maggie passed away. Maggie passed away. I was instantly numb. I couldn't even bring myself to tears. I couldn't do anything. I was floating on a cloud toward oblivion. I didn't really hear anything, but I saw all I needed to know, that my mom needed me, my cousin needed me, my aunts and uncles and Jim. Everyone gathered. They all needed me. And I needed them. The rest of that night is kind of fuzzy. Our pastor came over, and I remember talking to Sarah and a couple other friends, but I don't remember what they said. The only thought going through my mind ever since then has continually been, where is she? I'll never see her again. I'll never hear, talk to, or read to her again. Why her? Why take the 11-year-old who hasn't even had a chance to live yet? Maggie loved me, and I still love her. And no matter what kind of physical pain she has ever caused me, it doesn't compare to the gaping hole in my chest, my heart, my being. It's like my whole personality, my laughter, my smile, my good nature, everything, died with her. But I'm still here, and she's not. Thank you.
Kenzie, that's incredible. Thank you. And thanks also to Dan, Christina, Jordan, Kevalise.
Yes.
I'm getting there. Your name gets said with a question mark after it a lot,
yes.
I'm sure, but thank you. Did anybody want to say something? I want to thank Kathleen, who organizes this for Gilda's Club, but did any of you wish to acknowledge somebody or say anything else I may have forgotten to ask? Congratulations. You're all fine writers, and I wish you the best of luck. And thank you for sharing so much of yourself. It takes, you've probably had people say this already, but it takes a lot of courage to share any writing, let alone something so personal. So thanks very much. You can get more information about Gilda's Club and its programs by going to their website, and it's gildasclubwesternpa.org, or you can phone 412-338-1919.